Our current electronic grid was conceived more than 100 years ago when electricity needs were simple. Utilities delivered energy to the consumer's home where demand was limited to maybe a few light bulbs and possibly a radio. The limited beginning has made it difficult for the grid to respond to the ever-changing and rising energy demands for the 21st century.Wang Xiangdong, CEO of the Yinli Green Energy Group, says the smart grid network enables new technology and tools to work together, making all consumers into power generators.
The smart grid enables you to generate electricity at home. Individuals are all output sources, and it should be able to let you profit from selling the energy you generated.
In short, the smart grid introduces a two-way dialogue where electricity and information can be exchanged between the utility and consumers. Just imagine if your house is in a windy location and you have a fan motor, you can save all your spare electricity. If you are connected to the smart grid, then you can sell it even to people from afar at a higher price when needed. Argonne National Laboratory Director Peter Littlewood explains how this works.
Well, you as a householder will then...have a decision. Well, you know, do I buy power from the grid or do I decide to sell it back? And we will price it, we may price electricity at different times depending on the demand. And you can go into banking and start selling your electrons back to your neighbors.
The smart grid also aims to develop a network of communication, controls, and new technologies and tools working together to make the grid more efficient and more reliable. Littlewood says in the future, the grid should be able to analyze your energy-consuming patterns and link all electronic devices at your home to serve you as an assistant.
You know, I might like to be able to, when I'm out, ask my refrigerator, do I have anything in the fridge to eat tonight?And have it tell me so then I know to go to the supermarket on my way home and get something there. I predict people will use technology in that kind of way.
When it comes to the security issue of the smart grid, Littlewood says it is not a big problem for modern technology.
And you need to make sure that there are secure protocols which are used on that. Now, actually, that's not very difficult. The main reason that people actually...break into computers, by the way, is usually because somebody forgets to set the password. So it's not, in fact, difficult to construct systems which would be quite secure, but what makes them not secure is actually the fact that people are often operating them.
For CRI, I'm Min Ray.